A recently published scientific study says the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill in Prince William Sound is less to blame for salmon and herring declines than previously thought. But critics say it's not that simple. The study says the wild red salmon are affected more by adult hatchery-raised pink salmon that compete with reds or eat them when they're small. And the research also says herring declines are more related to increased fresh water from melting glaciers rather than the oil. Critics, including a longtime environmentalist with deep ties to Prince William Sound, say the research helps understanding of the complex ecosystem, but it is inaccurate to say the oil spill did not play a major role in fish population declines. Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove has more.
The study, published in the journal PLOS 1 in March, looks at fish data from before and after the Exxon Valdez oil spill, along with a variety of other research. After crunching the numbers through their computer models, the new paper's authors say a commonly held belief about the oil spill might not be true. The paper says their analysis of impacts to salmon and herring showed, quote, little overall support for an oil spill effect.
That doesn't mean it didn't affect herring or salmon or other species.
This is study co-author Rich Brenner, a commercial fisheries biologist with the State Department of Fish and Game.
It's just that, you know, with all the other changes that have taken place, the oil spill effect is sort of overshadowed possibly by other factors.
The study authors say those other factors are fresh water from glacial melting related to global warming. In the case of herring, the inundation of fresh water affects the number of juveniles that survive, as well as adult pink salmon outcompeting or eating young red salmon. To put it lightly, longtime environmental consultant Rick Steiner is not buying this explanation. Steiner was a marine conservation professor with the University of Alaska for 30 years and was the university's marine advisor in Prince William Sound before, during, and after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Steiner says the study is interesting and adds to the overall understanding of the area's ecosystem. But, he says, the researchers' conclusions are not groundbreaking and that there are many other things impacting fish stocks.
You know, for any headline from the study, it's not study finds oil didn't cause long-term impacts on salmon and herring in Prince William Sound, but the headline would simply be study reaffirms multiple factors behind Prince William Sound ecosystem dynamics, and that is the take-home.
Steiner says the ecosystem is so complicated and ever-changing that it is almost impossible to make definitive conclusions about how isolated factors are specifically to blame. As for the researcher's clear statement that there was little data to suggest impact from the oil spill, Steiner has this to say.
That simply is either poorly worded or an inaccurate conclusion. There's abundant scientific documentation of impact of the Exxon Valdez oil spill on herring, salmon, and sockeye and pink salmon.
Steiner says he does not see any major changes to policies coming out of the study. For example, he says, a vast majority in the scientific community already recognizes the negative impact from climate change, so to know herring might be affected is just one more example of that impact. And regarding the balance between pink salmon and reds, with pinks for the most part being shipped to overseas markets, Steiner says many involved in fisheries science have already said there was a problem.
Billions of hatchery fry going out into a coastal ecosystem do have an impact. We know this, and perhaps we've overdone it with hatchery production. We understand that it's been a strong economic driver in places like Prince William Sound, but there's a maxim in ecology that says that there's no such thing as a free lunch.
And Steiner says making sure tankers do not accidentally dump massive amounts of crude oil in the wilderness is a no-brainer. Both Steiner and Brenner, the researchers, say seeing the spill right after it happened was difficult.
You know, we were out there in the spill response, and you could see animals dying and the body counts and the carcasses being brought into shore facilities and the oiled animals being brought into rehab facilities and things like that. So it was very graphic.
Brenner was a teenager at the time, having grown up in the area, and says he feels lucky to have seen Prince William Sound before the spill. Brenner had worked as a fisherman, but like many other people, helped with oil cleanup.
For somebody of that age, it was a remarkable thing to see this very wild place turn into a very populated place with a lot going on and oil everywhere. Definitely made a big impression on me.
In looking for a response to the study by Brenner and his colleagues, we reached out several times seeking comment from the Exxon Valdez Oil Spill Trustee Council, which oversees ecosystem restoration efforts through a $900 million civil settlement from Exxon. The Trustee Council is listed on the study as providing some funding, but calls seeking comment on the study and confirmation on the funding amount were not returned. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Casey Grove.